Thank God for the word today. Luke chapter 6, verse 46. And verse 46 says, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose and the stream built vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that is with that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great." And the ruin of that house was great. Today, I want to talk about building a firm foundation.
Amen.
Building a firm foundation. Many of us in our lives, we go through all kinds of situations and in life. And in the background here, you see the construction workers. Let me move out. Those who cannot see this, I have a background of a construction site, and the workers are laying cement and they laying all kinds of beams. I don't know the full technicality. And as you can see, some of the workers have boots on. You can see some of the workers, they're dressed in boots. Guy got a shovel, they're pouring cement in to make sure, and they have wire mesh in the background. You can see the wire mesh in the background. And that, so when the cement goes in, and some of the construction workers, my son, he understands that way more than I do with the construction people. But as the cement goes in, it solidifies and it's not moving to a certain place. And so they got this technology down. So they put the wire mesh down and they put the cement down. So it solidifies in a certain place, and it calls for a firm structure and a firm foundation. And so the Word of God teaches us about a firm foundation. I was in prayer on January the 2nd, and yesterday's Bible Daily Bread, and I was listening to the message that came off this Daily Bread, and it was so profound to me. I just want to share it with you. It's a Daily Bread. I get it, Our Daily Bread. You can go online, odb.org, and every day you can get the Our Daily Bread, word for the day, scripture, and a prayer. I mean, it's just very good, just really good. But let me just read it to you. The name of it is that when the floods come, when the floods come, when the floods come. The writer, John Blassey, writes, "I live in Colorado, a state in the western U.S. known for the Rocky Mountains and our annual snowfall. Yet the worst natural disaster in my state had nothing to do with snow but rain. The Big Thompson flood occurred on July 31st, 1976, around the resort town of Estee Park. When the water finally receded, the death toll was 144 lives, not including livestock. In the wake of that disaster, significant studies were done in the area, especially in regard to the foundation of roads and highways. The wall of that road that withstood the storm were those filled with concrete." Let me read that again. "The walls of the roads that withstood the storm were those that were filled with concrete. In other words, they had a sure and strong foundation. In our lives, the question is not if the floods will come, but when. In our lives, the question is not if the floods are going to come. The question is, when? Sometimes we have advance notice, but usually not. Jesus stresses a strong foundation for such times, one built not just hearing his word, but also by living out the gospel. Not just hearing the word, but what? Living out the gospel. That practice is almost like pouring concrete into our lives. When the floods come, and they will, we can withstand them because we've been well built. The absence of practice, oh, it's powerful. Listen to this. Profound wisdom, profound word of the Lord. It says the absence of practice leaves our lives vulnerable to collapse and destruction. It's the difference between being wise and foolish. It's good to occasionally and do a little foundation assessment on ourselves. Jesus will help us to fortify the weak places that we might stand strong in his power when the floods come. Let me go back to that phrase he said, John Blasey said here. He says, the absence of practice leaves our lives vulnerable to collapse and destruction. In the background here, you see the construction workers and you see different individuals standing around, some pouring cement, some doing this. And prior to the cement, you had people who come through there to check quality assurance to make sure, okay, are these beams correct? You see in the background, the beams, are those beams correct? Are those metal rods, are they correct? And why are those metal rods? I believe, I may be mistaken, with those were for the cement to be poured into to create columns. I may be mistaken, forgive me if I'm mistaken, but I look like I've seen that before. But they want, the quality assurance comes in, before you do this, before you, let me make sure everything is right. And so it's a practice drill. It's to see and measure the strength of the beam, to measure the strength of the ground, and make sure those who are putting it in are qualified, not just anybody, that you know what you're doing. And so in this phrase, it said that the absence of practice leaves our lives vulnerable to collapse. Every musician knows, in order for you to be in on the stage of Carnegie Hall, in order for you to go on the top lines of Hollywood, to be an artist and to go places you never thought you would go. Everyone knows that in order for you to get there, amen, you got to do your homework. You can't just show up and say, I'm here. No. You got to practice. I was a music major and I practiced. They're not practice. I thought I'd practice maybe 4 hours a day. I had a roommate that practiced possibly like 8 to 9 to 10 hours a day. And well, that took him further than I did. Amen. Come on, I ain't ashamed of that, but that's the reality. I'm ashamed of that, but that's the reality. What happens? If you practice, it will take you further. If you just do 4, 5 1/4, well, that's what you're going to get. But those who practice more, guess what? They're going to get further. Doctors don't just doctor and just go to school and get there. No, they practice before they get their license. And that's why I'm very particular on when I go to a hospital emergency room. Are you a nurse? You know, are you just practicing on me? Are you doing your internship? Look, I don't need no guinea pig. I don't need you to try this and see. I need a doctor who's actually a doctor. Don't give me no intern. I need a doctor. And so we are, in order to really build a firm foundation, you have to practice. Practice, he said in here, he says, the absence of practice leaves our lives vulnerable to collapse. To collapse. Jesus is telling this story. And he's telling the story about, why do you call me Lord and do not the things I tell you to do? You see, when you are serving God, really serving God, he becomes not just Lord in your life, but he becomes Lord of all your money. Yes, your money, your time, your life, your career. Come on. I left a job that was, I could be making over $150,000 more right now. I could be making, I don't make nothing near that. Do I wish I had that money? Yes, to do some things I want to do, yes. But was that the plan of God for my life right now? No. I did 20 years in higher education. I thank God for it. I thank God for the opportunity, the doors that opened, and all of those who were obedient and opened the doors for me. And I walked in it. But I got to fulfill the call of God in my life right now. And so I thank God for what he's done, but I have to do what God tells me to do. Come on. You know, the scripture says, those who don't do what the Lord tells you, you're going to be beat with many blows or many stripes. You're going to be beat. If you know the will of your Father and don't do it, you're going to be beat. So the Bible says, and why call me Lord and Lord and do not the things I say? Whosoever cometh to me, verse 47, I'm in Luke 6, verse 47. Whosoever comes to me and hear my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. Digged deep. You see, many of us who are believers, we have been digging shallow. Shallow is like you walking in water. That's shallow water. It's up to my ankles. It'll hit my little toes. Oh, I got to change my shoes. No, I'm talking about deep. Again, in these construction workers in the background, they are wearing boots. If you look on the side, again, let me move over a little bit. These construction workers you see here, the gentleman or lady, I don't know, the ladies do it too. They're wearing boots. They're wearing boots because it's going to get deep. The cement's going to get deep. Come on. And so they're wearing boots because the hole is deep. It's not a small little hole. The hole could be 12 to 15 to 2 feet deep. You hear me? And they're pouring cement down there. I believe that device over there is a cement spreader. I believe that device, it comes over to wherever they want to drop the cement, and it fills that area. Then the workers go. They got a little thing over there. If you see the worker, if I move this thing out, he has a trowel. I don't know what they call that, a trowel. I can't remember. But that little device right here, it's a flattener. So it takes the cement, and it just flattens it out, so it's a flat surface. Wow. It's a flat surface. And they got somebody who is measuring and using device to tell how flat it is. That is an even flat and not a heely flat. They got devices. Isn't that something? And so the Bible says, he's my word, is he that built the house and dig deep and laid a foundation on rock. Excuse me. Laid a foundation on a rock. In Jesus' time, they didn't have cement workers like this. They didn't have cement facilities and buildings. But they did the best they can. But they knew the principle of it. In order for you to weather the storm, you got to have a firm foundation. And you got to dig deep. Let me encourage somebody today. Abundant Grace and Truth Church are every one of our people. I'm going to challenge you this year like never before. And it's going to be no excuse. I'm going to challenge you to step up. We're going to be virtual for I don't know how long, but we're going to step up. We're going to get Sunday school going again. If it's from 10 or 10:15 for 30 minutes or whatever, we're going to get Sunday school going again. It's going to be very easy because now it's on Zoom. Whoever's going to do Sunday school, all I got to do is put you on Zoom. The Sunday school lesson, I'll have it posted so they can see it. If we need to email those who want to register for Sunday school, they can register for Sunday school. Come on, so we can grow. We can have youth ministry. No excuse. We're going to have youth ministry. Don't have to be on Sunday. Don't have to be on Monday, Tuesday. It can be on any day. We're going to minister to the youth and not Pastor Carl. I'm not going to be pastoring and ministering to the youth all the time. There's going to be others that will be responsible. We don't have a whole lot of people, but we're going to use what we have. We're going to have singles ministry. Yes, we are. We're going to have singles ministry, ministering to the singles. You're going to invite your single friends and neighbors and enemies and whoever you know. We're going to invite them to the singles ministry. You're going to have guest speakers. We're going to have presentations. We're going to have our counseling sessions. We're going to have marriage sessions. We're going to have couples retreats, women's retreats, men's fellowship, men's fellowship, women's fellowship. We're going to have that youth infants fellowship. Come on. We're going to do this year. We can do it. Especially now, everything, all we got to do is get up in the morning. Wash your face, put on something on top, and get on the screen and do your thing for the Lord. We're going to have it live. And we're gonna make sure that God's word get out. And so the scripture says that digging deep. We need to dig deep. We need to go deeper than surface level. Oh, that was a good word, Pastor preached on Sunday. Yeah, that was a good word. Maybe I'll get a chance to hear him on Wednesday. But no. That maybe ain't nothing. That maybe is shallow. Deep. I think it was Jesus, deep caller for deep. Deep caller for deep. Come on. Shallow don't understand what deep is saying. You know, somebody can say, man, that was deep. Man, that was deep. And a lot of times when we're saying that was deep, we really don't understand because it's so deep. See? We need to understand when somebody says something profound and deep, we need to understand what they're saying according to the word of God. Come on. We need to understand what yes. God is saying by the word of God.
Yes.
Jesus says that he is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. Let's stop for a moment. He laid the foundation. Laying the foundation is not just take a whole bunch of rocks and throw it like this. Because guess what? You can step on that rock and hurt yourself. Come on. That's right. Give God praise. Those who are on Zoom, you can hit that reaction button. You got a reaction button. You can clap. You can, you know, we ain't got the hallelujah yet, but you can at least clap and come on, give God praise.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Come on. We need to know that God, he can do anything but fail. He can do anything but fail because we serve a God. But the foundation, the Bible says, well, if you really want to grow in God, you got to read God's word. You got to study God's word. You can't just rely, oh, Pastor Bishop, let me give him a call. Listen, don't call me for everything. Call on the name of the Lord. Thank you, Minister Ingrid. Thank you so much for that word. We need to call on the name of the Lord. Be in God's hands and feet as we serve the people. That's right. Thank you. Be in God's hands and feet. Listen, some people don't know nothing about Jesus until they see you. They don't know nothing about Jesus until they see you. And once they see the love, they see the grace, they say, oh, that's what it's about. That's what it is to love God. That's what it is to treat people with respect. That's what it means to serve God. See? And so the Bible says he did, and he lays the foundation on a rock. And when the floods rose and the streams beat vehemently, the floods rose, the Bible says. And when the floods arose, it said in that document I just read, don't worry about the storms of life. They're coming. The question is when. We're all going to have floods. We're all going to have storms. And you may have a little trickle. I looked out earlier today. We had some snow flurries. And it was sticking because it's cool out. It's cold outside, so it stuck a little bit. But now that I look out, I don't see nothing really sticking much, but it's dissipated. Snow pretty much stopped. Maybe a little flurries here, but that's all right. But spring is going to come.
Yes.
Rain is going to come. God willing, we pray for rain in California, in Arizona, in different parts of this country, in different parts of this world, who is going through just a drought, who's going through all kinds of fire hazards. Pray that God would move in the midst of all of this stuff. But building a firm foundation, we need to know the floods are going to come. The question is when. The question is when. And are you going to be ready? And when the floods and stream came, the Bible says in Luke 6, verse 48, that the streams beat vehemently, hard. It is said that in Israel, that in certain parts of the Middle East, maybe in Galilee, that when it rained, it would rain hard for at least 3 to 4 days. I mean, so hard. And so Jesus telling the story in the environment that he was in, they all understood what he meant by floods. See? If you in that environment with floods in Colorado, the storyteller, Mr. John Blasey told the story, he understood what it meant to rain, because in 76, they experienced the flood. You understand what a flood is. If I was to use this example about going through COVID-19, this example of going through loss of a job and loss of money, loss of unemployment, you would understand what that means. I had a little part-time job and had to file for unemployment from March up until I believe it was October. October, everything was going good. I was just rejoicing. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I think it was October. Then all of a sudden, zoop, your money's gone, bro. You ain't got no more money left. We'll contact you when. Just don't hold your breath. Didn't come. Did I lose some sleep? I'm sleeping good in the neighborhood. I ain't worried about the devil. I ain't worried about what he's trying to do. I ain't worried about his tricks. To fool me, the work, no. So what did God do? He opened another door. Another part-time little job. Amen. Come on. Pastor need money, church? Listen, y'all love y'all pastor? Bless your pastor. God will bless you. I ain't taking no offering right now. I ain't doing no love offering. Listen, I learned when you bless your pastor, when you bless your leader, when you bless the man and woman of God, God blesses you. Come on. I ain't tooting my horn. I'm talking about all leaders. Bishop Everett, I bless him. Guess what? Right now, Bishop Everett is gone. So guess what? I honor his wife. Yes. I honor his wife. I bless her with my offering. I didn't send my offering out this year yet. It's only January the what, 3rd? Mm-hmm. But I'm going to send it out real soon. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bless her. That's right. I'm going to bless the woman of God, because she's blessed me. Her husband has blessed me. Her family has blessed us. Oh, yes, we bless her. Mm-hmm. Bishop Elroy Ben, I bless him. Mm-hmm. That's right. I bless my leader, prelate over the deliverance of Jesus coming. So I bless him. Come on. I don't send him one, two. Here's a little offering. I'm sending you $3, $5. Well, if that's all you got, that's fine. Some people, listen, some people, they only got $1.50, and that's all. God bless you. But you know what you can do. You know how you can play. So a firm foundation means that I'm going to walk in the word. I'm going to walk in God's word. And the floods were on the streams beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it. Listen, I'm testifying for my bishop, the late Bishop James Everett. The man went through some storms and floods, and my God. Oh, God, he went through some floods in life. I never seen a man go through what he went through. A preacher, cancer, prostate issues. Come on. Hip operation, knee operation. What, hit by a car, rolled under the car. Jesus. Anna Walker could have stayed home, put his feet up, said, I watch everything on Zoom or on Facebook, whatever. Y'all go ahead, I'm staying home. But come walking up in there. And that day, I seen him at the convention. He had two sticks, two Walker sticks, walking and attendants walking on his side, and pressed his way to get there. And here I am. I was thinking that day, I really feel like staying home today. I don't feel like going to church. I'm staying home from convention. I just feel like just for me today. I wasn't sick. I was selfish. I just wanted to stay home. When I came out from working with the trustees from counting the money, and I saw Bishop Everett walking out of that door with them two sticks, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and I was like, he don't even know what I was feeling. I felt lower than the hound dog. I felt low as low. Because I said to myself, here I am complaining, and look at this man of God in pain, agony.
Yes, yes.
Hips, neck, body. And I'm complaining. And he told me one day, he said, son, God's going to get the glory out of all of this. Why? Because I'm walking in his grace. See, when you're going through the storm, when you're going through the rain, and you do it through the grace of God, that's what it means. That means you got a firm foundation. Your dependence is not in man. Your dependence is in God. And I'm coming to a close. It says this firm foundation is built upon, and when the streams beat vehemently hard upon that house and could not shake it. Could not shake it. Laisha, all that singing, all that worship that you've been going through, all that stuff, playing songs, he's playing all in the house. It's all for the glory of God. Building yourself up. It was preparing for you for right now. Preparing us for right now. Preparing every one of us for our right now. Whatever you're going through, God has been preparing you, but you got to build. Keep building yourself up. Don't stop. And the Bible says, but he that, verse 49, Luke 6, he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that is without a foundation, built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. I've seen people, I've seen people supposedly in the church for years, 10, 20, 20 years. When our former pastor, the late Apostle Arturo Skinner, went on and died in March 1976 to be with the Lord, I seen people walk away from God. I seen saints, let me just correct that. I seen people who called themselves saints, wore the white shirt, had the tie on, had the Christ is the answer button, had the no weapon flag, and had the form of godliness, but denied the power thereof. But instead of obeying God, they disobey God. Sister Ingrid, and those of you who are on Zoom, please take advantage of the chat, because Sister Ingrid is putting up some awesome words on the chat. And she said in there, complete spiritual ruin without God. She said, obeying God is like building a house on a strong, solid foundation that stands firm when the storms and floods come. She said, yes, we need God. We need to obey God. Obedience is better. Or Pastor Angie said, obedience. Yes, we need to obey God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Thank you, Pastor Angie. Thank you, Minister Ingrid. Go up there and put some words up on there. And so we need to obey God. Those who did not obey God, guess what happened? Apostle Skinner died, they walked away from God. I'm talking about hundreds, could be thousands, because they got caught up in the man. Listen, it ain't no different with Jesus. Many of them that walk with Jesus, when Jesus said, look, when I go, when they take me out of here, many of you are going to leave here. And guess what they did? When Jesus died on that cross, they got out of there. Even his disciples denied him. But Jesus had to work for them. They couldn't run but so far, all except Judas. It was in the cards that he was going to leave and walk away, and eventually he killed himself. But the disciples that Jesus chose, they were the ones that would carry out the will and purposes of God.
Yes.
Let me say to you today, it's better to obey than to sacrifice. Yes. What is your foundation on? Don't let it be built on Pastor Carl, because Pastor Carl can get sick. That's like, listen, I had that accident. It's healing up now. I'm sorry to show you like that. I had a big patch over you. You don't want to see a big patch on the pastor's head, but it's healing up. I had to cut my hair back a little bit, but that's all right. The hairline and going back here instead of going up here, it's back here, but that's okay. Because God is causing the healing to take place. I could hit my head, lost memory. Not being able to come up on here no more. That's it. It's over. Let me go on Facebook and get this last recording. It's over. You come see Pastor Carl. Hi. Hey, Pastor Carl. I'm Sister So-and-so. Oh, yeah? Where are you from? Yeah? Did you bring my candy? Listen, this is for real. I could pass AJ over here laughing.
No, she is.
You can laugh. Come on. That was for comedy's sake. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But for real, that could happen to any one of us. Anytime. I've seen that. And so I count my blessings right now. Everything that God has given me, my breath, the hairs on my head, the hairs on my forehead, everything, I count it through the grace of God. What is your foundation on? What are you built on? The songwriter said, my hope is built on nothing less but Jesus Christ, what? Your righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
I dare not trust the sweetest frame.
But holy lean.
Holy lean on Jesus' name.
On Christ,
the solid rock I stand. All other ground is what? Sink and stand. All other ground. Is sinking sand. I'm standing on Christ's word. If you're out there today, you've been standing on your denomination. You've been standing on your religion. You've been standing on your pastor. You've been depending on them. Or I can't get the pastor. I can't get Sister So-and-so. I can't get brother shoe polish. I can't get Sister Pocketbook. Mother Hair Rollish. I don't know where she's at. Don't worry about them. Go to Jesus. Go to the rock. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, go to the rock. Jesus is the foundation. Jesus is the structure. He's the one that we rely on. He's the one that we put our trust in. Listen, if you're out there today, you don't know Jesus. You're outside of the ark of safety. You're outside of the grace of God. I'm here to tell you that Jesus loves you. And Jesus shed his blood on Calvary for your sins and mine. And without the shedding of blood, the Bible says, there's no remission, there's no forgiveness, there's no procedure of forgiveness without Jesus shedding his blood on Calvary. Jesus shed his blood on Calvary that each and every one of us could come to Jesus and know him in the pardon of our sins. And not just know him, but be forgiven when we receive him into our hearts. Listen, if you're out there today, you don't have Jesus. You don't have a foundation. You don't know what could happen when the floods come. You're unsure. How would I respond if I get this? How would I respond if I get that? I don't know what I would do. Many of us say, I don't know what I would do. Well, if you're in Christ, you should know what you're going to do. You're going to depend on Jesus. You're not going to depend on man. Every one of you in Christ. Right now, let's make it real. If you got COVID, what are you going to do? Oh, what am I going to do? Yeah, you can cry, but you need to know what you're going to do. You need to know, I'm gonna still go to the rock. I'm going to still go to Jesus. You can keep on crying. Crying is okay. But go to Jesus. We know to go to Jesus. We know that he will be our strength. We know that he will work all things out for good. Because that's the kind of God we serve. And so we are trusting the Lord. And everything that is taking place, everything that we go through, the Lord is going to be with us. If you're out there and you don't know Jesus, just ask the Lord right now. Pray right where you're at. Say, Lord God, I need you in my heart. I need you in my soul. I need you in my spirit. Forgive me from all of my sins. I'm a sinner outside of your grace. I'm a sinner outside of your love. Forgive me, Lord. Come into my heart. I want to live for you the balance of my days. Forgive me, Jesus. I have sinned over and over again, but this time I come to you seeking your forgiveness, seeking your love, and seeking your grace. Thank you, Lord, for coming into my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, in your blessed name, we come to you, oh God. Thank you for every soul, every individual that said that prayer, though either for the first time or continually renewing themselves in your grace and your love. I pray, God, that you would touch them from the crown of the head to the soles of their feet. Oh, God, change them from the inside out. Oh, God, we pray, I pray that you will make them the new person, oh, God. Oh, God, that you've called, that when they come to you, Father, you said if any man would come to me, you would no wise cast out. But your word also says if any man be in Christ, when they come to you, they are a new creature. That means male or female, new creature, new thinking, new ways. Oh, God, new relationship. New destination. Thank you that they're a new creature. And God, that you have saved them and forgiven them. Keep them, Father, through thy word. Jesus, you prayed in John 17. You said, Lord, keep them through thy word. And I pray, Jesus, that you would keep those who committed themselves in this word, oh God, to you. And that's the forgiveness through your word. And we bless you today. God, I pray especially for the sick and shut-in. Pray especially for those who are going through COVID-19. Doctors have said this and doctors have said that. But Lord God, Dr. Jesus, we know that you're the great physician. You're the great healer. God, touch those who are sick, those who've been diagnosed, those who are recovering, God. We thank you for recovery. We thank you for recovery. I thank you for recovery. Thank you for healing those, oh God, in the hospitals. Medical science have given up, Father. Thank you, oh God, that they've got a cure. Thank you for wisdom and knowledge, oh God. Thank you for understanding, oh God. Thank you for, oh God, insight that you have given the scientists, given the doctors. Thank you, oh God, for bringing remedy to those who are dying, even right now. Strengthen those in the faith. Again, I pray for Deacon Stephanie's girlfriend's mother in Holy Name Hospital right now, God. Oh God, they don't know what's wrong, but you know all things, God. You're the great physician, the healer, the deliverer, God. Bring deliverance right now. Open up their understanding, oh God. Let them see, let mother see right now. Open up her understanding, oh God, that she may know, oh God, know you, oh God, and trust you. You're going to work it all out for good. We believe your word, therefore we have spoken. And we trust you for all that you would say and do and give you the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for the word of the Lord. We thank God for how God is working in each and every one of our lives. It is vital that you get stronger and stronger in the faith. Mm-hmm. Important. Vital means it is important. Going through COVID-19, individuals going through COVID-19, the doctors are telling us to take so many doses of vitamin D3. So many IUs of D3, 4,000, some people are taking 8,000 IUs of D3. Vitamin C, zinc, look it up yourself, zinc. My twin brother, Minister Charles, doctor, sent a letter out and have it on his letterhead, what you need to be taking to build up your antibodies. So when this virus comes, amen, it may hit you, but it will build up your system. Amen. It will strengthen you. It will help you. African Americans, we are known, people of color, we are known because of our, not the pigmentation, but because of the what? Melanoma.
Melanin
in our bodies to have a low reading of vitamin D. So we must take high doses of vitamin D to build up our immunity system. Your low vitamin D can cause you to go into heart issues and liver, kidney issues. I'm not a doctor, but you search it out yourself. What was the other one? Vitamin D, vitamin C. What was the other one? Zinc. Talked to a doctor just yesterday. Said at least 50 milligrams of zinc. went and bought a bottle. I had a bottle. I've been taking it for a while now. A bottle that comes in 50 milligrams per capsule. 50. That's what he told me. Look, I'm not your doctor, so check with your doctor. Told me to take that zinc. And it was something else he had mentioned.
Elderberry.
He had mentioned elderberry. I heard it before. Don't have it. But I plan to get it real soon. Elderberry. Get the elderberry. I don't know elderberry from a library. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a capsule or whatever. But we need to get it. If it's recommended to build up your immunity. So if anything you caught, hey man, God, listen, God put all this stuff on earth for us. That's right. All these vitamins and different things, this is natural things that God placed on earth for us. Amen. Man just took it and put it in capsules, but these things were made for us. And so we thank God for all that God has done, and take care of your bodies. Take care of what God has given you. We're going to get ready right now. I'm just going to take a moment because I know some of you, I didn't announce it earlier and I needed to do that. I want you, those who are on Zoom or on Facebook, if it take about 2 or 3 minutes, go right now and prepare. We're going to take communion. If you have a piece of bread, a piece of cracker, some juice, be nice if you had grape juice, if not orange juice, if not water, amen, or cranberry juice, or whatever you have. Get something in a little cup or glass. We're going to get ready to take communion. If you want to just walk away from the screen and prepare yourself, do that, because we're going to prepare to take the communion, the table of the Lord, as we honor and bless the sacrifice that Christ did on Calvary. At the cross, when I first saw passing light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith
I received my sight.
And now I am happy all the day. At the cross, when I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Oh, the blood of Jesus, singing, oh, the blood of Jesus, it was shed white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. I'm singing, oh, the blood of Jesus. I'm singing, oh, the blood of Jesus, it was as white as snow. Amen. Thank God for the songs of the Lord. Amen. As we're preparing to take the table of the Lord, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was to be betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." his body as we take it. He said, this do, when you take it, do it in remembrance of me. Of me when he went to the cross of Calvary. And his body was beat. His body was broken. Was ripped. Was beat for us. I'm going to ask Minister Charles if he would bless this bread as we prepare to take it. And then afterwards, we're going to ask Deacon Stephanie to pray over the cup as we prepare to receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Minister Amen. Charles. Lord, we just thank you for this time right now. We thank you for your body being broken for us, and that as we take eat of your body and symbolic of your body, that you died, but you rose again for us. And that your resurrection symbolized healing, that as we take this body in the name of Jesus, that those that are afflicted, as the scripture said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them. Today, as we take of your symbolic body, that the healing virtue of God that will go from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, that those that are afflicted will be as Jesus was resurrected, and that the afflicted and those that are sick will be able to say that I'm healed. And that God, we thank you in the name of Jesus, that there's resurrection power, not in the cracker, not in this that we're eating, but in this symbol of knowing that Jesus is our healer. God, we just thank you as we take this bread for the symbol of you. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. Amen. Let's take it together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your bread. Thank you for your body, Lord. Oh, God, thank you for your body broken for us, oh, God. He that cometh to me, I will no wise cast out. Thank you.
Coronavirus.
Jesus, go. Go.
Heart disease.
Jesus.
High blood pressure. Diabetes.
Oh, God. Arthritis, go.
God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for your shedding of your blood, God. God, you took the cup of Christ, the cup of blood, God, your blood, Father God,
your
symbolic,
blood.
Father God, of you shedding of your blood on the cross of Calvary, God. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, that your blood still flows today, God. God, we thank you over 2,000 years later, God, we are still standing on the word of God. We're still standing, Father God, in the blood of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, we thank you that your blood still has the power, God. Oh God, the same resurrection power, God. Father God, that raise us up, God, out of all the things that we find ourselves in, God. Father God, your blood still has that resurrection power today, God. Over 2,000 years later, God, your blood, Jesus, the blood of Jesus, your blood, God, that you shed, God. So, God, we thank you, God. We worship you, God. God, we just can't thank you enough for all that you did on the cross of Calvary, God. So, God, we thank you for your blood in the mighty name of Jesus.
The mighty name of Jesus.
Amen and amen. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus says, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
Jesus.
Let's take the cup together as we remember, amen, the blood that was shed on Calvary and the healing that's in the blood in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the healing, oh God. In the saints' life, oh God, in remembrance of you, oh God, in remembrance of the cross of Calvary. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission.
No remission.
Thank you for the healing, oh God.
Jesus. In the blood of Jesus. Thank you. And we thank you.
Praise and bless your name, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Those who stayed on, amen, with us during our communion, we praise God for you, amen. We pray that you'll continue to walk in the blessings and the love of God and the grace of God. And we give God all the glory for all that he's going to continue to do as we continue to walk by faith, church, and not by sight. Thank you all. I pray that you are blessed, amen, in today's service. We're getting ready to end in just a moment. Before I do that, I'm going to ask you if you would, please avail yourself to continue to be a blessing to this ministry. On your screens there, or those who can't watch, at the bottom, we have www.agatchurch.org, which is our church website. I'm asking you if you'd like to give and be a blessing to our ministry. Excuse me. Please go right on to our website, and you go onto our website, and you can actually give in the resource button. You can actually click on and get information about how to give and how to be a blessing to this ministry. We appreciate any gift that you can send, small or large or whatever it may be. We appreciate it. We thank you for it. If you have Cash App, you can use $AGATCHURCH, $AGATCHURCH. Again, Pastor Angie did do the announcements, but you can also go on our website, the same agatchurch.org, and get our weekly announcements, weekly services, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we thank God for every one of you who joined us today. Thank you, Shield of Faith Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Facebook. Thank you, Zoom family. I pray that God will continue to bless you, continue to watch over you, and we trust each and every one of you will have a blessed and awesome week in the Lord. Amen. I mean, an awesome week in the Lord. See the victory of God. See the blessings of God. Build your foundation. Come on, let that cement, let God's word get deep down in you, and that let it grow, let it develop, let it be strong like never before. Amen. And we give God the glory. We give God the praise for all that he would say and do in Jesus' name. I'm just going to close in prayer this time. Afterwards, I want to ask, as we close in prayer, I'm going to ask my Zoom family to stay on for just a moment. I want to talk to them for just a moment. But we thank God for all that God has done, and praise God for our visitors. Thank God for William Gittins all the way down in Barbados. He says, thanks for sharing, and Happy New Year's, Bishop, to you and your wife, your family, and church family all the way down in Barbados. He's watching, amen, our live service. God bless you, William, you and your wonderful wife, Magnola. We love you all. We bless you. We send our blessing to your family and to your church family and to your country. And that God will just continue to bless your country, bless your house, bless your family, bless the work of your hands, and everyone that is joining us, amen, on Facebook. God bless you, Sister Jennifer. Amen. That God will continue to bless you, your family, and everything that God has for you will be yours in this 2,000 years. Well, Happy New Year's. Again, blessings to all of you on Facebook and those who are on Shield of Faith Broadcasting Network. May God continue to bless you. Father, I just pray your continued blessings over each and every one. Continue to watch over them. Continue to guide them, oh God, as they walk by faith and not by sight. Bless us and we shall be blessed, oh God. We give you the praise. All that is done, oh God. We just pray, oh God, for protection over everyone, their lives. Continue healing, continue recovery from any sickness, any disease, oh God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
We praise and we honor you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you, Facebook family. God bless you. Keep you, always remember, like the late R.W. Schoenbach said, if you don't have any problems, all you need is faith in God. God bless you.